April 9, 2025. Globalization emerged as a groundbreaking business concept in the late 20th century, fundamentally transforming how goods and services were produced and distributed. At its core, globalization leveraged the ability to produce goods more affordably in certain regions of the world and ship them to consumers worldwide. This realization was driven by the fact that labor, materials, and manufacturing costs were significantly lower in some areas compared to others. To facilitate this global trade, nations entered into treaties and agreements aimed at reducing barriers and keeping costs low. One prominent example was the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, which promoted cross-border trade between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Meanwhile, electronic goods from countries like Japan and China flooded international markets, showcasing the dominance of Asian manufacturing. Business leaders like Bob, who found new parts suppliers in China, championed the concept with enthusiasm. As Bob famously declared, "Go global, baby." His pragmatism was evident when he acknowledged that producing the same product domestically would have been cost prohibitive due to higher labor costs. This economic reality led to the phenomenon known as offshoring, where jobs and production moved overseas to cut costs, leaving many domestic workers displaced. For example, a product like a $1,000 iPhone might have been priced at an astronomical $3,500 if manufactured entirely in America. However, the tide has since turned, with a new trend called onshoring gaining traction. Onshoring focuses on bringing production back to domestic soil, often driven by nationalistic sentiments and concerns about reliance on foreign supply chains. From a nationalistic perspective, globalization has led to challenges in industries like chips, steel, and automobiles, where some nations feel they've lost their competitive edge. Yet, from a broader world perspective, those with access to advanced technology, reliable infrastructure, and modern conveniences have undeniably thrived in the globalization era. The legacy of globalization remains a double-edged sword. While it has created unprecedented access to goods and economic growth for some, it has also sparked debates about its impact on local jobs, industries, and national economies. The shift toward onshoring reflects an evolving effort to balance global collaboration with domestic resilience. In an age of perfect information, the race to profit requires more than just ingenuity, it demands strategic execution. Daniel's groundbreaking software, poised to revolutionize AI, exemplifies a spark of brilliance and idea with the potential to shift industries. Yet, as Wilbur and Hubie replicate his innovation, it becomes evident that the value lies not in the idea itself, but in how it is realized. The ease of duplication in a hyper-connected world, where websites and code can be easily mirrored, reveals that the barriers to entry have drastically eroded. This dynamic reshapes the paradigm. Merely thinking your way to profit is insufficient when competitors can seamlessly act on the same ideas. The notion that understanding or analyzing behavior has no financial impact may seem disheartening but is rooted in this reality. For the Pan family or others, decoding motivations or intentions may offer insights, yet these alone do not alter outcomes. Instead, in this environment, actionable intelligence knowing when and how to implement change gains prominence. Execution becomes the true currency, as thinking without doing is overshadowed by those willing to translate insights into decisive actions. This philosophical challenge extends beyond technology to broader societal needs. Consider the hypothetical case of a perfect treatment for a disease being widely known. In such a scenario, the tension between health needs and the profit motives of suppliers becomes glaringly apparent. When the imperative for human well-being outweighs corporate interests, it forces re-evaluation of the systems designed to incentivize innovation. Balancing these conflicting forces, ensuring that advancements serve the greater good while fostering a sustainable model for those who develop them, becomes crucial in a world where information is universally accessible. In conclusion, the mantra of just do emerges as both a call to action and a response to the shifting landscape of value creation. While thinking remains integral to ideation and problem solving, it is the ability to execute swiftly and effectively that determines success in an era of perfect information. Those who adapt to this paradigm, combining insight with implementation, stand to redefine industries and leave a lasting impact, proving that action, not merely thought, paves the way to profit.